And then that brings us to change of zone number 1708 for Rite Aid of Delaware.
Now, this is an application for an amendment to the comprehensive zoning map from AR1 Agriculture Residential District to a CR1 Commercial Residential District to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County. And the parcel containing 20,000 square feet, more or less, lying west of Route 24, 200 feet south of the intersection of Route 5 and Route 22, also known as Long Neck Road. For the benefit of the commission, the applicant submitted an exhibit booklet on August 12th of 2011. I believe you all have copies. That exhibit booklet includes a rezoning application form, copy of a deed, resume of Richard Polk, professional engineer with Vista Design Incorporated, a copy of the 1868 Beers Atlas map showing the location, a copy of the state strategies map showing the location as being located in level investment level 2, a hydrological soils map with related text, a wetlands report from ERI Environmental Resources Incorporated indicating that there are no federal or state wetlands on the site, an existing zoning map with legend, a site location map showing connection to the proposed Route 24 Carillion Square project, a copy of a Davis Bowen and Friedel Incorporated response to PLUS dated August 1st of 2006, a copy of the PLUS application form, a copy of the PLUS response dated August 26th of 2006, and the original PLUS comments of May 25th of 2006. A photograph of Rite Aid Pharmacy, a copy of Dell.com comments dated June 1 of 2011, and a reference to the post zoning utility services and suggested proposed findings of facts for this application. We did receive two agency comments again from Dell.com, being one in the form of a support facilities report dated June 1st of 2011. References that a traffic impact study is not required, but the current level of service E will not change as a result of this application. From the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, again in the form of a memorandum and dated August 21st of 2011, and referencing that the site is located in the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District, that wastewater capacity is available, that Ordinance 38 construction will be required. The current system connection charge rate is $3,612 per EDU. That there is no source service to the parcel at this time. That conformity to the North Coastal Area Planning Study and Amendment Number 1, Expansion Area Number 1 of the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District Planning Study will be required. That the parcel is in the sewer district and connection is mandatory. That source service is not available at this time. That in order to receive sewer service, an expansion of the mainline sewer from the east side of Route 24 must be completed before the parcel can connect. That the county does not have a schedule at this time to provide sewer service. That Rite Aid of Delaware could undertake an expansion of mainline sewer to the parcel in accordance with sewer planning in the area. That the expansion of sewer service to the parcel would be at the expense of Rite Aid of Delaware. That the county requires design and construction of the collection system to meet county engineering department's requirements and procedures, that the county engineer must approve the connection point, that a sewer concept plan must be submitted for review and approval prior to any construction, and that they did provide a checklist for preparing a sewer concept plan. This for informational purposes, if you look at the site map and the survey of this proposal, it is for the purpose of expansion of the Carillion Square, a project that's not yet been constructed on the westerly side of Route 24. I'll have much of that.
Thank you, Mr. Link. And I presume, Mr. Byer, you're here representing this application.
That's correct, Mr. Vice Chairman.
For the record, Gene Byard on behalf of the applicant. With me tonight is Rich Polk from Vista, the project engineer, and Sue Bechtold from Rite Aid. As should be evident from the project booklet, this application is straightforward, uncomplicated, and very small. It is an addition to an existing commercial property known as Caroline Square. We believe that what we'll present demonstrates that the project is consistent with the character and trend of development in the Route 24, Route 5 corridor. With that, Rich, if you could come forward and identify yourself, and in 10 seconds describe your credentials.
For the record, my name is Rich Polk. I'm a professional engineer with Vista Design.
You are a licensed Delaware engineer?
Yes, sir.
Can you describe the site, Rich, in its present condition?
Sure, if I could approach the zoning plat. The property is a 100 by 200 piece of property that's located just south and west of the intersections of 24 and Route 5. It's currently occupied by a single family dwelling with two accessory outbuildings. The property does have two access points onto Route 24. The property does not have any wetlands. It doesn't have a forest stand on it that is timberable. The soils on the site are pepper box soils, which are very well graded, sandy loam.
Rich, since this property is in the environmentally sensitive developing district overlay zone, was a rare threat and an endangered species report done?
Yes, it was. We had Ed LeMay of Environmental Resources stop by the site and walk, and it was his judgment, based on his experience, that there was no endangered or threatened species habitat on the property.
Are there any buildings on the site that have any particular historic value?
No, there are not.
Based on your research in Beer's Atlas, were there any historic buildings on this property?
No, there's not.
Stormwater. Is there anything that this site presents that's a difficult stormwater issue?
No, go to this graphic. As was mentioned by Mr. Lank, the intent of the purchase of this property and the request for the proposed rezoning is to, and this is the property, is to rezone this so that it can be added to the proposed Caroline Square Shopping Center. There's several reasons for that, one of which is the Caroline Square has always proposed a drugstore to be located in this location. At the request of Rite Aid, who wants to be the drugstore there, they have actually proposed a larger drugstore building to serve their patrons. And in order to accommodate that, this property, zoning as commercial and becoming part of it, provides for the ability for improved vehicular circulation throughout the entire shopping center, as well as parking that's required for the larger facility as well, so they can better serve their patrons. With regard to stormwater management, as a result of the proposed rezoning and adding it to the Caroline Square proposed commercial center, there is no additional square footage of retail space that's proposed for the Caroline Square Center. It's just merely more land with the same amount of square footage.
From a land planner's perspective, is this the better design?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And from a stormwater management, the existing Caroline Square development is approved with a stormwater management bond, and there is no additional imperviousness that's going to be proposed with after the rezoning.
Rich, given the size of the property, was a trip to PLUS required on this rezoning application?
No, it was not. When we first considered the rezoning, we approached PLUS, and we were told by Dorothy Morris of their office that they did not require a review of this application.
Gentlemen, in your project booklet, you will find the PLUS report and the response for the Caroline Square project, which obviously is a much more substantial undertaking than 20,000 square feet. Given Rich's testimony, there'll be no additional commercial square footage constructed. I suspect that's why PLUS concluded that an application was not required on this project. What about water and sewer, Rich?
Water and sewer to the property will be served through Caroline Square. The development of that as part of the shopping center, sewer and water facilities will be extended to the site, and obviously to the proposed Rite Aid drugstore as well.
Is there a water utility that will serve the site?
Yes, it's Tidewater Utilities. It's within their franchise area.
And as Mr. Ashman's memo indicates, you are in the Longneck Sanitary Sewer District.
That is correct.
Okay. What about DelDOT and traffic?
DelDOT, as part of the original, well, the site currently has two points of access onto Route 24, which are the two driveway entrances. As following the rezoning and the addition into the Caroline Square development, those two entrances will be closed, abandoned, and all vehicular traffic from the Rite Aid will be to internal streets, which have already received DelDOT approval as part of the Caroline Square proposed commercial development.
Can you describe the character, the neighborhood that surrounds this property?
Subject site is right here. The subject site is bounded to the north by a single-family detached residence owned by Mr. and Mrs. Norwood. It's bounded by the west and the south by the proposed Caroline Square commercial development, and it's bounded on the east side of Route 24 by a proposed bank as well as an existing McDonald's and a commercial establishment.
The color, I guess that's pink, represents C1 or CR1 zoning?
Correct. The color pink on this graphic represents existing commercial zoning, C1 zoning. The green represents existing agricultural residential, and the tan represents neighborhood business.
Questions of Mr. Polk, gentlemen? If not, we'll move on.
Keep on.
Sue? Would you introduce yourself to the commission, please?
Certainly. Good evening. My name is Sue Bechtold. I'm the real estate manager for Rite Aid in Delaware. I work out of our office on Kings Highway, 800 Kings Highway, West Deptford, New Jersey.
That's not the Kings Highway, these gentlemen. No,
it's not.
That would be in Lewis, Delaware.
Oh, okay.
Can you briefly describe Rite Aid's present presence? Sussex County.
We currently operate 9 stores in Sussex County. We employ 139 people. That does not include our pharmacy staff.
Let's talk about this location. Would this be an additional store, or would it be a relocation of an existing store?
It'll be a relocation of our existing store that's directly across the street in the Food Lion Shopping Center.
And the reasons for the relocation?
Well, we're coming to the end of our lease in our existing location. We have about approximately 9,000 square feet. This will afford us the opportunity to build our customer world prototype. I'm sure you're familiar with that's the store that we have in Georgetown and recently opened in 2010 in Selbyville.
How many people will the new store employ?
The new store currently has 19 employees, not including our pharmacy, the pharmacists and the technicians. And when speaking with our operations, they expect to add on an additional 6 to 10 people
so
when the store opens.
25 to 30. Not to hold you to it, but do you have a guesstimate as to site construction and building construction costs?
We do. On an average, it's approximately $3.8 to $4 million.
Does Rite Aid use local utility contractors and local building contractors?
Yes.
Those are projects that are bid?
Those are projects that are bid.
Is there an urgency to get this building built?
As soon as we acquire all the proper permits, yes, absolutely.
You're going to be in the ground?
Absolutely.
Gentlemen, as you know, this project is located in the highway commercial area. It is, I think, clearly consistent with the comprehensive land use plan. It is in level 2 in the straight strategies for spending plan. The state will make infrastructure investment here. The project, if approved, will promote, in a small way, some economic activity and development in the Long Neck area. And given the character and trend of development in the area, will have no adverse impact on the area. You have a proposed set of findings of fact, and we're prepared to field any questions you have.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Byrd. And just so he earns his keep tonight, I'll let Mr. Ross start off with questions.
I
just want to make sure I don't fall asleep, Gene. Very well-prepared application, as we expect from you. If you add this to the Caroline Square, how many square feet of total buildings are then in the square?
Let me dial 911 and call Rich.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
The original Caroline Square development was approved for 54,600 total square feet to be spread across retail, fast food, and a bank. But it was a total of 54,600. After the additional area is added to it, it'll still be 54,600 square feet.
So the total square foot is still under the 75,000 square feet. Okay. I've read through the application. There's no need to be redundant, plus save you some softball questions, so I take it they don't have any real egregious issues. So I'm going to pass it on to my other commissioners.
Mr. Burton.
Just on the timing of the construction of it, will the entrance be put in first? Well, I mean, are we going to be operating off the entrance that is there for the on that drawing? Are we going to be operating off the entrance that's currently there?
Let me reach out to my lifeline, but I'm guessing the answer would be the entrance better be in place before
the entrance needs to be there first before the business can actually get a certificate of occupancy.
Okay, so we will see throughway there, then there you'll be accessing the Rite Aid when it opens from essentially the back, going in and going around.
Correct. Yeah, but all the entrances need to be there and approved by DelDOT before the certificate of occupancy can be granted.
Okay. No further questions.
Can I expand upon that while Rich is up? The entrance that's proposed, is that at the location that already exists with an expansion where the car lot used to be?
Exactly. It lines up with the existing entrance for the commercial center across the street. It's really the only place that can go. And that location has been approved by DelDOT.
Yeah, but my question, is that where it is now, or is it just a little off?
It's a little off.
Yeah, because I think the entrance now is across the McDonald's entrance.
Exactly. It's down here a little bit.
Okay.
The main entrance.
Thank you. Sorry.
Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Byard. I get for
that would be Sue,
was it Ms. Buckle? Yeah. Realizing this is a change of zone, so it's not site plan specific, but I do have a question. I'm familiar with a pharmacy. It's not a Rite Aid pharmacy. It actually is fairly new, and they have been for several years. They've been using these large cargo type containers for extra storage. That's something I think is kind of a safety issue, and plus it doesn't look that great. Do you anticipate that your new larger store, that you will be able to have adequate storage within the confines of the Rite Aid store, that you won't need to have?
We do. We have adequate storage space and office facilities built into our customer world prototype, then we won't need to have additional outside storage.
Mm-hmm. My expectation.
Yeah, for us, that generally would occur when you have an inline small store in a small strip center. Sometimes those things occur, but we have not had the need in any of our customer world prototypes to have offsite storage or temporary.
Mm-hmm. That's all. Thank you.
Mr. Lane?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Mr. Travis?
No questions, thanks.
Okay, if you folks will have a seat, we'll see if anyone here.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1708 for Rite Aid of Delaware? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1708, Rite Aid of Delaware? And any further questions or comments from the commission? If not, then I'll close the public hearing. And that's the end of our public hearing. And moving on to